Welcome everyone back to the Grit and Moxie podcast, where we are celebrating women's witness, fitness, and gritness. I'm your hostess, Christine D'Souza. Welcome everyone back to the Grit and Moxie podcast, and today is the last book in our series, where we are reading children's books and extracting the lessons that we may still be working on and that we can share with our children or anyone else really for that matter. Now, this book that I'm going to be reading today is called Amy, the Wonder Kids. Time when she was born, she couldn't tolerate dairy, and so for the longest time I didn't have her having any dairy because I thought it affected her mood, and also I wasn't sure too about gluten, and so I hadn't been having her have gluten either for the same reason. It just seemed like whatever combination was just making things not so great for her. Now, I didn't know if I was right or not, so I was kind of going with my gut, and eventually I actually got her tested as she got older, and she doesn't have a problem with lactose, they say, and also she didn't come up gluten-free either, but she still actually reacts to certain foods, and I think that's an important lesson for everyone, that you don't need a food diagnosis to be able to listen to your body. So anyways, before I start teaching or pointing things out about this book, how about I read it to you? All right, again, this is Aiden, the Wonder Kid Who Could Not Be Stopped, a food allergy and intolerance story, and it's written by Colleen Brunetti and illustrated by Dan Karsten. Aiden was a boy who loved many things. He loved his mom, his dad, his baby sister, and his dog Rocco, of course. But he loved to do things too. Lots of things. He loved to read, he loved to dance, he loved to build, and he even loved school and recess best of all. And more than anything else in the world, Aiden loved to move. In fact, he had secret energy powers. He was Aiden, the Wonder Kid Who Could Not Be Stopped. When he ran, his feet barely touched the ground. When his family visited the ocean, he seemed to soar over the beach, his toes just skimming the sand. He almost never walked anywhere. What fun was walking when you could practically somersault your way through life? Why stroll into the living room when a front flip across the couch could get you there much faster? Rocco was Aiden's trusty sidekick. A boy and his dog are a mighty team indeed. Together, they would take over the backyard and go on grand adventures, leap the playscapes in a single bound, score a soccer goal to the roar of an adoring crowd, race a bike up and down the roads as fast as they were barely a blur. Rocco would get quite worn out, but Aiden, he would keep on moving and running and flipping and loving life. This is what Wonder Kids Who Could Not Be Stopped did. Yes, being a Wonder Kid was very good indeed. However, Aiden had a little problem. It seemed he got sick a whole lot, much too often. Something sucked those superpowers right out of him. His nose bothered him, his tummy bothered him, and his fevers bothered him. And on those days, there was no running, jumping, flipping, or scoring soccer goals in front of an adoring crowd. When Aiden was sick, it was no fun at all. Thankfully, Aiden's mom was super smart, as moms often are, and after some detective work and a trip to the doctor, she figured out that the secret answer to his troubles, it seemed that there were two little things that could take away Aiden's energy powers in one mighty swoop. Things so small, so tiny, so unexpected that if it weren't for super smart detective mom, they might never have been found at all. Those things were dairy and wheat. A glass of milk could send Aiden from a wonder kid who could not be stopped to a sniffly, dripply, fevery, icky, droopy boy who could barely muster a smile. A bite of a bagel could leave his knees aching and his mood swirling like a thundercloud. Both made his tummy ache. Aiden could not have these foods anymore. Now, instead of feeling like a wonder kid, Aiden was just wondering, well, what about pizza? What about ice cream? And, oh no, what about birthday parties? Would all his friends have treats without him? Luckily, super smart detective mom had a secret power of her own. She was quite the mad scientist in the kitchen. Together, Aiden and mom worked to find a few new foods to try. Foods that left him with all his super energy powers and not feeling droopy and sniffly and with no fun at all. As it turned out, mom wasn't the only one who was super smart. Aiden was really smart too. He quickly learned that when he fed his body exactly what it needed, his superpowers were better than ever. Now he could run and jump and flip every day, and he almost never got sick anymore. So it was really okay by him if he had a special kind of no-milk ice cream at birthday parties or brought his own cake. He even learned to love tacos without cheese. Aiden was also a super-duper taco eater, by the way. Then something even more amazing happened. Aiden met kids who had to eat just right for their bodies. Every single one of them had a different food that took away their superpowers. Each one of them had their best superpowers when they fed their bodies just right. Liam couldn't have gluten, Lily couldn't have nuts, and she carried a special magic wand to give her medicine right away, just in case she came across some. Jackson wasn't allergic to anything, but he sure felt his best when he cut down on candy and ate more fruits and vegetables. And were they sad about it? Nope. No way, not one bit. It seemed that if they ate just what their bodies needed, no more and no less, they could band together as the Wonder Kids who could not be stopped. And the fun was just beginning. The end. What a story. So, like I said, you might not have any food allergies or intolerances, but I love the way here in the end here, where she included, the author included, Jackson wasn't allergic to anything, but he sure felt his best when he cut down on the candy and ate more fruits and vegetables. And that's where I want to start, because body awareness is so important. And when you have a food allergy or food intolerance or something like that, it's pretty obvious and pretty profound. And you start to notice everything, right? Everything you eat. And maybe even some people who don't understand food allergies or intolerances might think that it's going a little bit overboard, or there might be an exaggeration happening in the person who's not feeling well. But the truth is, we become very immune to how our bodies feel sometimes, right? Sometimes if you don't have, you know, you get really used to not feeling well. You can get used to it. And if that goes on long enough, you almost forget what it feels like to feel good until you start changing your diet. So one of the most important lessons I'd say from this book is just body awareness, just noticing how what you eat makes you feel. Because if you can connect how what you eat makes you feel, then you can be more easily, you can more easily take action and make healthier decisions for your body, right? So it says in here essentially that if you ate no more and no less than what your body needed, you'd feel great, right? And so I know so many people who, when they go to a restaurant and they eat certain foods, they feel horrible after, for like 2 days after. And maybe that's a food allergy or something that they don't know about, but maybe it's just not eating foods that you normally would, or that would make your body feel like it had its superpowers, right? It says here, Aiden was really smart too. He quickly learned that when he fed his body exactly what it needed, his superpowers were better than ever. So if you're feeling kind of low energy, if you're not feeling good, there could be something to that, whether you have food intolerances or not. So the first lesson is really just to pay attention to your body. If you're eating something, even if it's not a known allergen or something that is common to make people not feel great, even if it's not a junk food, you got to pay attention to what it's doing to your body, because it actually will, it changes outcomes, right? So what you choose for your food will change your outcomes, because if it changes how you feel, it changes the way you respond to life, right? Hard situations become harder. Hard situations become more uncomfortable, right? In your body, your brain might not be as focused or working as good. And then when you create patterns and habits and those like little cyclic patterns, it can affect your overall health, right? And if you don't take notice and you don't actually take the time to investigate whatever that is, or just, you know, simply make the choice not to eat or drink whatever that is that's not making you feel good, then it can compound and cause problems, right? If you continue to damage your body, right? You don't know if it's damaging your body. We know certain things do damage our body, right? In excess, right? If you feel more arthritis when you eat tomatoes, maybe you're not allergic to tomatoes, but maybe it causes inflammation and it's just achy and you kind of notice, but you can't, haven't put two and two together. Maybe keeping a food diary is something that could help that, right? Because food does change your outcomes because it affects your mood, your behavior, and your physical biology. Okay, so that's a real thing. It's definitely a real thing. And this is definitely a book that you can share, especially if you have other mom friends that are having trouble with their kids, with their behavior, or with them being sick all the time, or them not feeling good. Definitely diet is something to look at, right? Those red food dyes can really make a big difference in a kid's behavior, right? So anyways, without getting too deep, because of course I could talk forever on this subject, the next thing I wanted you to notice is that the mom was really the advocate, right? The mom was really the detective. And I can't stress enough how we really need to be our own advocates when it comes to our body and our health, because there's a lot of great doctors out there, but there's a lot of doctors too that are just not well-versed in everything, right? There's a lot to know out there about the body and about different things that are making us sick, okay? And in some ways, it's really up to us. We have access to so much information like never before. How I personally got diagnosed with celiac was because I asked them to test me after a year of going to doctors. A year. And then when I got my diagnosis of celiac, the doctor that I had gone to, they gave me the result, but then they did not give me any information to proceed, how to proceed with a gluten-free lifestyle, right? So they just kind of gave me like one printout sheet and they were like, oh yeah, just look it up on the internet. Okay, so we have to be our own best advocates. And a second one that I can give you information on, or I can give you as an example, is Lyme's disease. So if you've been following me, you know I've had it twice. First time, I didn't know better, right? I got two tests 6 months apart, both came back negative. But then later, I ended up getting it again. So I was sick for a long time, had to quit my job, all that kind of stuff. Never connected it to Lyme's because, well, the doctor told me it was negative. At that time, I had not dug into the information that I have access to realize that there's so many false negatives with Lyme's disease, right? And there's so many co-infections. So I just didn't know. I didn't have the information, nor did the doctor mention it to me. maybe that doctor didn't know. Maybe they just took for face value that test came back negative, the Western blot test. And so the second time that I got Lyme's disease, I asked them to test me for it. And when they tested me for it, it actually came back positive, and then it came back positive for a prior infection. And that's how I knew I had it the first time, when I was having all the host of issues before. But that, all that just to say, again, just to reaffirm for you how important it is for you to be your own advocate. Get second opinions. Talk to different doctors. Talk to people who have experienced similar things. And hopefully you all are staying healthy and you're listening to your body and you're paying attention to what's going on. You're making good food choices, right? For you and your family and your kids, right? But if something doesn't feel right, research, research, research. Explore all the avenues, because it's just not worth it to turn a blind eye and leave it up to your doctors. It's got to be a team effort. And in many cases, you are going to be the last word and you are going to find the solution. So I hope I didn't cross any lines there. But again, this is a great book. Aiden, the Wonder Kid Who Could Not Be Stopped. One of the main lessons in this book is listen to your body. Pay attention to your body, how it feels, how it responds. And let me know if this has been helpful for you. Let me know if you're going through anything like this. I'm happy to chat with you about it and kind of share my experience and anything that I have learned just from my experience of working with others, and then also from my own journey. Again, I'm not a nutritionist or anything like that. I am a nutritional advisor. However, that is different than being a dietitian or a clinical nutritionist. But I do have my own experience, and I am happy, so happy to talk to you about it. So thank you again for listening to this podcast, Grit and Moxie. Share it with your friends. And until next time, don't forget to listen to your body. Thank you for spending your time here with me at the Grit and Moxie podcast. If you want to hear more about honoring your body through health and wellness, visit ChristineDeSouza.com, where you can find resources, on-demand classes, and programs all designed to help you show up as the mom you want to be, lose that baby weight, get that energy and that mental clarity that you have been missing. Most of all, that is where you can connect with me directly and set up a free health strategy call, where we can talk about how this all applies to you and your life specifically. I'll see you there.